The weak are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I'm sorry, but they're the greatest. Who are they? I'm here to tell you that in my walk with people, sometimes it's the bishop, and sometimes it's the beggar. My brain works fairly well. I've got a fair amount of accomplishments. I have some very big names of people that come to me and ask for life. And my question was, where do I go for life? Because every time I would find a bigger person that I thought maybe could help me, they poured out their heart to me. I'm like, whatever. And God taught me something. What he taught me was that life is not on the top of the mountain. Life is in the heart of the widow. My wife and I have a handicapped son. He is completely handicapped. I feel very, very privileged to have my wife here. My handicapped son is completely handicapped. He has no passport, so he couldn't come here. He's 31 years old, 30 years old. And so to have her on this side of the border is a tremendous privilege for me. I love having her here. But the night of the election, 2008, I'm keeping track of the results, and I get up and I go to bed, and my heart drops, my soul just drops out from underneath me. I'm as near to losing my mind as I've ever lost. I wasn't surprised by the outcome. I don't know what was going on. There was a spiritual, something was going on.